against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been.
Hello, this is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect 10 girls got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Endless Garden in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when we hear a piece from Johan Johansson's second Oscar-nominated soundtrack. Composer Paul Lansky deals with his inner voices. And the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra jams live and loud in Havana. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Composer Paul Lansky deals with his inner voices, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra jams live and loud in Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Time. what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's out of Mark chapter 8, beloved, verse 36. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. Ah, this is your friend, Pastor Kim, the Perpetual Optimist, saying good morning to all of you bright-siders, our visitors, and our guests. Welcoming you to my Sunday morning best song with a message and a message from the heart. Give you a bright side start. With me remotely is our beloved brother, Mr. Randall Martin, providing the much needed technical support. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall? He says he's okay. He gave me this baby, the alfalfa gave signal for the old tank. Doing okay. Well, you know we're doing this remotely, beloved, and I tell you, every time you hear me on the dial, he is at my side. I appreciate him, I'm grateful, and I couldn't do it without him. He's one of the most productive people I know, and beloved, he doesn't do it for fame or fortune. I think that's why we get along so well. We're jamming with Mr. Toby Mac this morning. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. Today, we're going to keep the good music tight. And we've got four back-to-back music projects for you with 21 straight minutes of music with a message for your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Then I'll be back to help keep us on track with the beginning of the week's spiritual social commentary from me, yours truly. So just drive or sit back or do what you need to do. Enjoy this music set. I've selected Mr. Kirk Franklin, Pray For Me, Danny Gopi, Love God, Love People, B.B. Winans, Black Lives Matter, Donnie McCurdy's Hallelujah Song. This is for you, beloved. 21.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall. Please pray for me. I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my
right now. Tomorrow, hope Sons and
Yes, beloved, that song works for me, Mr. BBCC. Mr. BB of BB and CC. My name is Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Black, white, red, and yellow. We are precious in His sight. Be the love of little children of the world. Can we stop killing each other? Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Yes, we're going to sing praises to God. We're going to call down the power of God through the praises unto God with hallelujah song. Mr. Donnie McClurkin coming up next. Yes, beloved. Did you like that one? That project from Mr. Donnie LeKirkman, the Hallelujah song. All praise, all praise, all praise lifted high. Hallelujah. The sound of praise. Hallelujah. Praise to God. Oh, I just love that song. It ministers to my soul. And, everything that I play for you ministers to me. I hope it does the same for you. Yes, beloved. We are here again. That's by the grace of God. We don't take it for granted. So glad, delighted, excited to be back with you. I got a few things on my mind I want to share, but before I get there, I got one more for you, and then we'll be back. This one is called Let Praises Rise. This is by the ORU Worship Center. You're going to love this one, too. Right next, right at you. Coming next.
Sing to you, you hold the praises rise.
And truly, beloved, that's all I want. That's all I want. When I come on the live radio, I want God to be glorified and lifted high. That's what I want. You know, beloved, I've been thinking, oh my God, day and night, about what I would talk about today in my spiritual social commentary. And I tell you, it's been a battle. It's been a struggle. I've been thinking about the days in which we live and the things that are happening right before our eyes. The start of 2020, 7 months ago, no one could have imagined what would be happening just a few months later and what we've been dealing with for the last few months. And so it's been rough out there, right? But listen, I'm here to show you there is a bright side somewhere. I saw a news report yesterday, and it showed what they called the Black Militia. I forget the acronyms of the group, apologies for that, that were stretched, it looked like from the angle of the camera, it looked like a mile long and maybe three or four people deep, all in black, heavily armed. And it was a compelling figure, a compelling picture. And one of the news anchors said that they were there in response as a counter protest to white nationalists who had been coming out with full arm in camouflage. And I think that that point might get missed. I think that that point might be understated, because our nation has such a history of portraying African Americans since slavery time as to be feared. The slave holders were afraid that the slaves was going to revolt and kill them in their sleep. I mean, after being treated the way they were being treated, that's a reasonable presumption to make. Yet at the same time, the same slaveholders entrusted their children and their wives and their homes to these African people who served them in servitude for hundreds of years till we had what's called, I guess, by some, the Great Awakening, that many believe led to the abolitionist movement. And so overall, Black people in America have not really been threatening to the oppressors. They have not really been threatening to the oppressors, but only defending themselves against oppression. And so I think that that point would get lost if not for people like myself who want to make it and bring it out. We have been watching images of white nationalists and white supremacists and our national leaders saying they're very fine people, going in the streets, brandishing their weapons, declaring their Second Amendment rights, showing up in state capitals, taking over the capitals armed, and seeing nothing being done. We have been watching, the Black community in particular has been watching, with the killing of George Floyd, the whole world is now seeing. We have been watching year after year, sometimes week after week, sometimes day after day, sometimes month after month, unarmed Black people being killed by those who are called to protect and to serve. We have seen these images of our children playing in the playground, being gunned down for having a toy gun, and a police officer trained to protect and serve coming out of a car saying they were fearing for their life. We've seen our women being killed in jail cells because of a traffic stop. I mean, the stories go on and on and on and on. And so we have those who are saying, and I've been saying this for a while, this is not the 1800s, beloved. This is not the early 1900s. White people are not the only ones who are licensed to carry guns. And there are some people who are itching for another civil war. Are we going to give them the satisfaction? Beloved, there's a scripture in Matthew 26. Jesus spoke the words. He said, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. We have to deal with this violent culture in America. We have to deal with why have so many people been silent. White nationalists and white supremacists have been allowed to walk the streets, take over the Capitol buildings with armed weapons, machine guns, military-style weapons. And then when Black people say, enough is enough, you're going to stop killing us in the streets, you're going to stop running us down in our trucks and putting us down like animals, you're going to stop standing on our necks, kneeling on our necks, you're going to stop it, enough is enough. They are the threat. Beloved, in the 1700s, the late 1700s, the early 1800s, which is called the Second Great Awakening, the power of God came upon America in such a way it inspired abolitionists and people to stand up and say enough is enough. and the fight for civil rights, for abolition of slavery, that all men are created equal, that black people would have the same rights, that it was a moral evil to deny them. I present that what we need is another great awakening. And if there was a second, there was a first. And if there was a second, there can be a third. And that's my prayer. Those of you who are hoping that a new election is going to solve all the problems, I tip my hats to you. I clap and clap. I hope you're right. Those of us who are feeling fatalistic, you know, this is the end and it's just going to get worse, you might not be wrong. But I tell you, beloved, if you did it before, you did it again, you know, things may look like a nightmare, but nightmares end and dreams do come true. So I think it's up to you. I think it's up to me. I think it's up to me and you. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, there's a scripture that says faith without works is dead. I'm not only going to pray for it, I'm working for it. Lord, have mercy. How many Zoom meetings have I been on this week? Seeking solutions, seeking conversation, seeking collaboration, seeking direction. Very few of us take the time to pray, but I pray before and I pray after. And I hope that those of you who believe in the power of prayer, the power of God, will be praying because we need an awakening. We need an awakening. We can do this without hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans dying in the street. They're already dying from lack of intervention in solving this pandemic crisis. Let's not die by bullets and guns. We have to do something, beloved, with the violence in this culture. We have to do something so that we can see a better day. This is my spiritual commentary. Look, there's a bright side somewhere. A third awakening? Is that possible? I think so. But God so loves us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to forget about us. And matter of fact, there's a word in Philippians 1 and 16. It says, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry on to completion until the day of Jesus. That's my life in the midst of this darkness. The faithfulness of God. He who began this good work, keep it real. Keep coming back to him for guidance. He'll show us the way through this dark night into a brighter day. That's what I gotta say. That's what I gotta say. Listen, I got another song for you. And that puts words to my message. Good and bad. Good and bad. This is Mr. J. Moss coming. Right now, WGXC. You're here with me, Pastor Kemp, your perpetual optimist.
You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad. Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You love me through my good. You love me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you love me through my good and my bad. You helped me through my good and my bad. So glad you love me.
You helped me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You helped me through my bad. Yeah. You didn't erase my future.
Thank God you didn't write me off.
Because of my bad.
I even did some things I know. God.
You love me through my good
and my bad. never given us what we deserve. I have to fall in every blessing and request that you granted, Lord.
Because of my past,
you could have withheld it, mercy and a ring.
You got me through that.
Through the rebound,
you got me through that.
Through all of my shortcomings,
you got me through that.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me?
You keep on,
keep on loving me.
You keep on loving me. You keep right on loving me.
Through the good and the bad,
keep on.
You never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned,
keep on.
You show me we disobey,
keep on.
We run away from
you.
Bring shame to your name.
Keep on.
But your love remains.
Promise.
Who can love me?
Keep on.
You are to me.
Keep on.
No man could ever be. You see through every mistake.
Keep on.
Through every stumble. You prove to your children.
Keep on.
You'll always be there.
Through
every slip.
Keep on.
Through all of my issues.
Me.
You could have been finished.
Keep on.
You could have been gone.
Me.
Put your foot on with me.
Keep on.
Keep on teaching.
Me.
Keep on loving me.
Keep on.
Yeah.
Pray for you, pray for us. Gracious God and Father, Father in all, faithful. Lord, I just come before you today. And Lord, that song really summed it up for me. You love me through my good and my bad. You love me, you love all of us. You do. And Lord, you continue to love America. You continue to share grace upon it. You're going to love us through this bad. You're going to love us through the good. Pray that we all remember, you have not left us, you have not forsaken us, you have not forgotten us. But you do want us to take our best and make it better. You do want us to take the bad and make it good. Lord, I pray that you'll help us. We can do this in our own strength, our own will, our own determination. I thank you that I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, beloved, I want to give a shout out. One who gave me breath and life and kept my mind. Hallelujah. Giving us this time. Thank you, God. And I thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll be back again. We'll be here next Sunday with a spiritual social commentary and more good news. Good news. Good news and good news. Yes, and good news. Music with a message for the mind, the body, and the soul. A message for the heart. For a bright side start. I want to give my condolences to two very dear women friends of mine, Sister April Forbes, Reverend April, and Pastor Superintendent Forbes, on the passing of Lady Forbes, beloved woman in this community, sang like a songbird. We are going to miss her presence and her voice here, but look forward to that great day coming. united in the kingdom without you. And also for my dear friend, one of the Golden Girls of Jamaica High, whose mom passed on as well yesterday, Sister Pam. I love you. I love you, April. God bless you. God love you better. God love you best. I send love and peace to you and your family and to all the rest who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Remember never to forget God loves you. Yes, he does. He said, I'll give you a comforter to be with you in your time of need. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Hallelujah. But as I always say, it doesn't matter how dark the clouds or great the day. It doesn't matter how long the storm. The sun still shines. And there is a bright side somewhere. We're going to come out up here. This song by Miss Mandisa, she's back, y'all. You keep hope alive, y'all. Keep hope alive. And then after that, taking us out is Waving Bowers, Send a Ring. Till we meet or speak again, God bless you and peace. Thank you.
Jesus, you.